Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. Well, while it's very natural for us to ask our children or our grandchildren the big question, what do you want to be when you grow up? How comfortable is it to ask our kids the more important question, what is God's plan for your life? Well, with me today to talk more about our true vocation is Father Jeff Irvin, who serves as Vocation Director for the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. Good morning, Father Jeff.
Good morning, Dita Marie. Thank you for having me again.
Well, I think we're so used to, in our culture, our career, our job, the paths, the things that we do. We're really consumed with how we do and how we accomplish, and all of those things are good. But before that, as Christians, as a lover of Jesus Christ, it's really, what about God's plan in all of this? And I think that's really at the heart of vocations.
It is, right. It gets down to the heart of who am I, right? Mm-hmm. And the heart of our own identity as beloved sons and daughters of God. Because you're so right, is that oftentimes we want to get focused on the doing rather than the being. Mm-hmm. And recognizing that each and every one of us is just a tremendous gift to the world out of love.
Right.
Is that God has created us all out of love for love, and He's created us for Himself.
Right.
So our primary vocation, obviously, is to have a relationship, a real, deep, and abiding relationship with God. And our primary vocation is to be saints,
mm-hmm.
to be holy so that we can be with Him in eternity for eternal life. That's the project as we're here on earth, is to understand just really how beloved we are by God, and that He has created us for Himself. And slowly, through a process of our own prayer, through our own just interactions in life, we come to know maybe in what particular way God is calling me to live out this relationship with Him. So I guess quite simply, maybe just a reminder of maybe the three parts of a vocation is we could talk about it. A vocation is a universal call to holiness. So universally that we all share together in common, right, is to live eternity with God in heaven. You and I share that same call,
mm-hmm.
and everyone who is listening to this shares that, that God is calling you to become holy and to be calling you to become a saint. Our secondary vocation, our particular call, is how do we live that out in the world? And this is where the discernment takes shape, you know. But sometimes it just comes naturally. And I think some of our young people can get caught up on discernment. It's like, oh, I got to discern. I got to figure it out. Otherwise, I'm going to make the wrong choice, right? And it's good to be attentive to that. You have to discern. You have to sift through things. Pay attention to what's going on in your heart. But oftentimes, the Lord puts something there. You know, He's the one who
mm-hmm.
has created us for a particular vocation. So there's something already there that is stirring, and we just have to be attentive to that and allow the Lord to show us. So we speak about the different vocations in the church, such as priesthood and religious life, married life, and single life as well. So those are the more particular vocations of how we're living out our call to holiness. And in a way that these particular vocations are going to be the pathway that is going to make me or you a saint. The easiest way that we're going to live out our holiness in the world. You know, I think one person I read recently said it's like a circular peg in a circular hole, right? It just fits.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes we go about trying to put the square peg into the circular hole, and we're not as happy, and we get discouraged and all that. And then lastly, it's good to always mention the third part of a vocation, and that is our occupation, because I think that goes together with it. So as a priest, my occupation is vocation director.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's how I live out, how I'm working as a priest. And same way as a married person,
mm-hmm.
is first your primary vocation is to be married, but you also have an occupation of how mm-hmm. to live out that married life.
Right. We're talking with Father Jeff Irvin, our vocation director for the Archdiocese of Portland, and that whole idea of my call to sainthood, right? My call to holiness. It starts at home. I mean, we start to learn about that and foster that idea in our home, hopefully in our parish and in our smaller community. And as we grow, we learn more. But that can be the seed for that idea that I have an identity, like you said, as a beloved child mm-hmm. of God.
Exactly. Yeah. And that starts very young age. Mm-hmm. Actually, this past weekend after Mass, a woman came up to me and, you know, she was a bit older and she said, really sense kind of a little pain in her heart. She said, how do I help my six-year-old come to know God? And so she was talking about her grandchild. I said, well, it's your grandchild you're talking about, right? And she said, yeah. I said, well, do her parents take her to church? No, they don't. So there's this longing in her. She's like, well, how do I help my grandchild who's six? And what I said quite simply is, you know, we have to be the first examples. So we have to bring them to Mass. You know, we have to sit down and take time to pray. We have to teach them, you know, how to read some of the Bible stories, right? And it's got to be part of our everyday life in the family, and you have to invite your children into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really can be quite simple.
Right.
And we don't have to make it too difficult. You know, really just to be an example of a Christian on the way, right. Seeking the Lord.
Little bits at a time, and how much of a gift. I know earlier in a show we did earlier, Father, you talked about your desire to have these Melchizedek groups and having a way where people can come together and to discern, to really be in a serious, like, I want to have more clarity where we're ready to move forward in this discernment to the priesthood, to religious life. How are those groups working? And I know other dioceses have been implementing a similar type of a concept to really provide an environment for people to move forward in their formation.
Sure. So the Melchizedek Project is based off of the book To Save 1,000 Souls, which is written by Father Brett Brannan, we may have spoken about before. But it's really a comprehensive guide to discerning diocesan priesthood. He does a great job of laying it out in various steps. So the Melchizedek Project is really a discernment group for high school age young men or even older, even college age as well, to come together. And in the back of the book, they have the sessions kind of laid out for you. So, you know, you start with a prayer, and you even go through and you read a certain chapter or two, and then there are discussion questions. And it's really been providing a lot of fruit around the United States in different dioceses, because it does a couple things. One, it brings young men together and to talk about the priesthood, right? And not every young man that goes to this group may even think that they're called to be a priest, but they learn facts and they learn information about what is the priesthood, what is discernment, why, you know, how does God call, you know, and it really helps them to be a better man and a better Catholic, and it dispels some myths, you know. So as you probably know, that a lot of young men, as they're thinking about the priesthood, there's a lot of fear around it. So it kind of dispels some of the fear and bring some peace into it. So one, giving guys to come together, share in some fraternity. So there's always a little sharing of a meal, casual conversation, also praying together. Usually there'll be a holy hour or some time to pray. Primarily it's looking at who is the priest and looking at discernment and how do they come to know what path the Lord may be calling them to. And really just have an openness to wherever the Lord may be calling them. Even it could be a particular call to the priesthood.
Right. And I would just invite people, Father Jeff, for those who might be thinking about, it's always so important to reach out, to connect with others, to make that wonder in your mind verbal. Say it out loud.
Right.
Connect with you. But what would be your invitation if people have been maybe thinking, maybe some of our men listeners are thinking, well, I've been thinking about the priesthood, I've been thinking about my prayer life, that they want to go deeper, their invitation to connect with you and the vocations office?
Yeah, I would say first maybe to reach out to their pastor. It's always good to let their pastor know that they're thinking about the priesthood. And he could start to pray for them and get them in contact with the Office of Vocations when the time is right. Otherwise, I really encourage you to go on our website. That's kind of a good place to start, to click around and to learn some more information. So that is archdpdxvocations.org. So archdpdxvocations.org. And maybe the last piece of advice, as we've been saying, is to share those desires, share what's going on with a trusted friend, someone who in confidence you could share with and you know it would be received well, and that they can guide you along the way.
Absolutely. Well, we're all called to be saints, so let's help one another in that call to holiness.
Amen.
Thanks for being with us today, Father.
Thank you, Dina Marie.